Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Presence filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for song with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming up. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just thank and praise the Lord for that song, I Choose to Worship. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Had a little bit of difficulty with the phone. Hallelujah. But I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. That I was able to get through. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And I give honor unto my overseer, Apostle Carlin McNeil, and Pastor Matthew McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for one more time to come before you today. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise God because God has been so good. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get ready and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you and I praise you this day. Hallelujah. Thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness on today. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. For how you are moving by your Holy Spirit. I just thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. For how you have kept us on this day. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for how you are moving by your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to let your blood prevail. And Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you and I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise belongs unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for how God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, gave me a word, hallelujah, praise God. Sometimes God waits to the very last minute, hallelujah, to let you know, hallelujah, what he wants you to say, praise God. Tonight you will find me in Acts 12, the 12th chapter, hallelujah, Acts the 12th chapter. Said, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, hallelujah, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quartorians of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people, praise God. He put Peter in prison, hallelujah, and he, hallelujah, had a plan that he was after Easter, he's going to bring Peter forth to the people, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and praise God. For Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now they came together and how prayer was continually for Peter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me know, praise God, that Peter had peace. Hallelujah. That he was able to go to sleep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they had him bound between two soldiers. Hallelujah. With chains. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on his side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Hallelujah. And he went out and followed him, and was not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto to the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them his own of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord had sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together, praying, hallelujah. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for the gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she continually affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. Hallelujah. They didn't believe a word she said. They thought she was mad. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now praise God, hallelujah. They were all gathered together in that Mary's house, hallelujah, praying unto God for Peter. And when God moved, they didn't even believe the move that God had made. Hallelujah. Praise God. For when Rhoda went and opened up the door, went to the door, praise God, and she recognized Peter's voice, hallelujah. She was so excited with gladness that she ran back, hallelujah, to tell them how Peter was at the door. And praise God, they thought she was mad. They thought that she didn't know she was talking about. But praise God, hallelujah, Peter kept on knocking, praise God, till they finally came, hallelujah, and he was able to tell them how God had delivered him out of prison, hallelujah, because praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. God had moved so quickly and so fast, hallelujah, that they couldn't even believe that it was a move of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord let me know, praise God. He said, that's how it's going to be, praise the Lord, because he over in Zechariah, the 4:1 said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord Almighty, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, how he was going to deliver, praise God. But it won't be by might and it won't be by power, but it'll be by his spirit, hallelujah. Because praise God, hallelujah. Just like how Peter, praise God, had moved so, praise God. Peter didn't know whether it was a vision or hallelujah, it was a dream or hallelujah, but praise God. When he came to himself, he realized, hallelujah, that he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. For Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me, praise God. Hallelujah. God is able to do the impossible. Hallelujah. God is able to bring us out. He said, no matter what you're going through, hallelujah. He said, I'm able to, hallelujah, to deliver you. Hallelujah. Because Psalm 62:11-12 says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto the Lord belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 28:18-20 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord, let me just say, just like how he moved for Peter, hallelujah, he said, I can still do the same thing for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I can move so quickly you won't even realize. Praise God. You'll try to won't even be able to figure out whether it was a vision, praise God, hallelujah, or a dream, hallelujah. But praise God, when you come to yourself, you'll know that it was the move of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord for how the Lord, hallelujah, moved for Peter, praise God, because how they all came together, hallelujah, and prayed, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord let me know, he said, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, hallelujah, that he would deliver, hallelujah, that he would move, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Even though they were all together and praying, hallelujah, when God moved, hallelujah, they could not believe that it was the move of God. They couldn't believe how quickly God had moved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Over in Luke 18 and 17 says, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. What seems impossible with man is not impossible with God. Even though it was impossible, hallelujah, praise God, because Peter was in prison. He was bound between two, hallelujah, soldiers, praise God, and bound with chains, hallelujah. It seemed like it would be impossible for Peter to escape, hallelujah, but it wasn't impossible because God sent his angel, hallelujah, praise God, to loose him, hallelujah, and he told Peter to rise, hallelujah, quickly, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and follow him, hallelujah, and how God led him out of the prison, hallelujah, he let him out, pass on through the guards, praise God, hallelujah, for the Lord will move quickly, hallelujah, but if you trust in him, hallelujah, God will move in a mighty way, hallelujah, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for how God, hallelujah, is moving. Praise God, hallelujah. God is going to move so quickly, hallelujah. God, for his people, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank and I praise God, hallelujah. Over in Numbers 23 and 19, says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. Whatever God said that he was going to do, he's going to do it. Praise God. But we got to wait and trust on him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to believe in the word of God. We got to believe that God will do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God has been so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because praise God, God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. When you think, hallelujah, there's no way out, God has a way out. Praise God. And he knows how to bring you out. He knows who to use. Hallelujah. He knows what to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you the praise. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, hallelujah, showed himself to Peter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Peter came to himself, hallelujah, praise the Lord, he said, of a surety, I know, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is a deliverer. Praise God. He said, of a surety, I know that God has sent his angel, hallelujah, to deliver him. Praise God. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though sometimes we come together and we pray for somebody, and when God moves, hallelujah, sometimes you can't believe how God moves so quickly. But praise God, God can move. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he can move so quickly. Praise God, hallelujah, that you won't even know whether you were dreaming, whether it was a vision. Hallelujah. But God can do the impossible. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 32:20 says, he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. God can do the impossible. Well, hallelujah. Do we believe that God can? Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And how the damsel, hallelujah, how when she ran, hallelujah, to let the other know that Peter was at the door, praise God, hallelujah. But how Peter, hallelujah, kept on knocking, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. And when she came back, hallelujah, and they opened up the door, hallelujah, and when they saw Peter standing there, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because praise God, they thought, hallelujah, that it was an angel and not Peter, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But when they saw, hallelujah, praise God for themselves, hallelujah, how God had delivered Peter, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. So I thank and I praise God because God can do the impossible, hallelujah. Just some, hallelujah, sometime, hallelujah, you think, praise God, and sometimes you feel like you're going to give up, hallelujah, or that it's not going to happen, hallelujah, but God has a set time, hallelujah, for your deliverance, hallelujah. He has a set time to bring us out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah, Lord. For then when Peter told them, praise God, hallelujah, go, hallelujah, tell James and the others, hallelujah, how God delivered him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's how we're going to be, hallelujah. When God bring us out, hallelujah, you're going to want to go and tell others, hallelujah, how God delivered, how God healed, how God set you free, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. We thank and praise the Lord today, hallelujah, for how God moved by his spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. We give God the glory today, praise God. We give God the honor, hallelujah, and we thank and praise him, hallelujah, for his goodness and his mercy, hallelujah. We thank God. We just thank God, hallelujah, for his Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because Peter had peace. Hallelujah. He was able to sleep. Even though he was in prison, he was able to sleep, praise God. Even though he was bound between two guards and bound with chains, he, hallelujah, was able to rest. Hallelujah. And praise God how God sent the angel, hallelujah, smote him on the side and told him to arise. Hallelujah. Quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because praise God, you don't know when God speaks, hallelujah, because when God speaks his word, hallelujah, it will happen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, so God can tell you, praise God, how you to arise, hallelujah, get up, praise God, hallelujah, and move, hallelujah. I thank and I praise him. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and I praise God, hallelujah, for his holy word, hallelujah. Thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory today. I thank and I praise him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for how he is moving by his spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and I praise him, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory and the honor, and I give God the praise for this day, hallelujah, because praise God, hallelujah, when God speaks his word, hallelujah, things happen, hallelujah, all, hallelujah, just thanking and I praise the Lord for when he speaks, it will happen, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and I praise God for his word. Hallelujah. I hope and pray you got something out of the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because no matter, hallelujah, how the enemy moves, hallelujah, or how, hallelujah, what you're going through, hallelujah, the Lord is able to deliver us. Hallelujah. He is able. Hallelujah. All he has to do is just speak the word. Hallelujah. And God is able to bring us out. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. I thank and I praise the Lord for his word tonight. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us not forget. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Hallelujah. Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Hallelujah. Will be coming forth. Praise God. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry with prayer. Hallelujah. At 8 a.m. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. There will be morning prayer. In Jesus' name, I thank and I praise the Lord. And let us not forget, hallelujah, next year in August of 2024, there will be, hallelujah, a conference, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, in August, hallelujah. Let us not forget, don't forget, hallelujah, to register, praise God, to hold your place, hallelujah, to get in touch with Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 302-883-9799. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God is a keeper. Hallelujah. Thank and I praise him. All he has to do is just say one word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I give God the glory, the honor, and I give him the praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for each and every one on the line tonight. Father, I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your goodness, for your mercy. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you, God, for being good. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for your mercy, for your strength. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, and I praise you. Hallelujah. Bless each and everyone on the line tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Watch over and protect them, Lord. Protect their families in Jesus' name. I thank you, and I praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed, hallelujah, and wonderful weekend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stay safe. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just thank and I praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, God. Have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.